One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sleepwalking, a sleep disorder and phenomenon of combined sleep and wakefulness that results in a person walking or performing complex actions while asleep. Sleepwalking has likely existed since the dawn of humanity, but wasn't seriously investigated and diagnosed until the 19th century. Sleepwalking is very common, with the lowest estimations finding that at least 4% of adults in the US have experienced it in some form, while up to 29% of children sleepwalk at some point before the age of 13. My name's Anthony Padilla, and today I'm going to be sitting down with people who sleepwalk to learn the truth about this highly misunderstood disorder. Do those who sleepwalk live their waking hours blissfully unaffected by the activities they partake in while sleeping? Or does this disorder leave them feeling paralyzed by the fear of what may happen once they close their eyes each night? Hello, Selena!
Hi, how are you?
Maya.
Hello.
Lee.
Hey, Anthony, how are you?
Thank you so much for coming on here and teaching me about the world of sleepwalking.
Absolutely, let's get going. Woo!
What do you consider yourself, a sleepwalker, someone who does things in their sleep without their ability to acknowledge what's happening?
I sleepwalk, I have night terrors, I experience hallucinations, a whole mixed bag.
Probably the latter. I don't really like the word sleepwalker. It's just doing stuff in an unconscious state, I suppose, or a state that you're not aware of.
A very active sleepwalker. Not more of a talker, but definitely more of a walker and sometimes sprinter.
When I posted that I was going to be doing this episode, there were probably 10,000 comments begging for me to get you. Little did people know we had already been in contact with you. So how does it feel to be possibly the world's most famous sleepwalker on the entire internet?
You know what? If I'm gonna be known for something, at least that's something.
What are some of the most common things that you do while you sleepwalk?
I'm so fun and bubbly and nice, but in my sleepwalking life, I'm mean. I'm flipping the bird to everybody. I'm like cussing everybody out. I'm slapping plants.
Most of my episodes now in my life are scary, or I scream a lot. I have touch hallucinations. Like, I've been seeing this little girl who plays with my hair, and it's terrifying.
I walk around the house, go in the kitchen, grab paper, grab pens, and just start drawing and scribbling. That can be on the walls, on the floor, anywhere, whatever I can get my hands on.
You are a sleepwalking artist.
Yeah, so all I do is art. Well, if you can call it art.
I actually used to sleepwalk as a kid. I would scream in the middle of the night. I would go out into the kitchen and bang the pots and pans together. I remember vibrantly one night screaming the word penis and being so embarrassed about the fact that my mom and my grandma heard me scream that.
Well, so it'd be all right in my house. I swing that way, so anyway, you know, penis is good.
You've been recording some of these clips, and we have some of these clips now that I wanted to take a look at with you.
Yeah, sure.
So what's going on here?
Right, well, I've obviously just got out of bed there. I don't know how long I've been up, but that is basically, I do a lot of circles and scribbling, and that's that piece there on my wall.
Yeah, it looks kind of like a Van Gogh piece.
Yeah, well, thank you. I wish it was as worth as much. But yeah, that was done at a friend's house back in 2006, and we'd had a barbecue outside, and I'd got up in the middle of the night, got the chicken bones out the barbecue and hot coals, and started scribbling on these brand new walls that they had. We just thought, okay, we'll cut that out. It was a lot bigger, but managed to cut one piece out, which was unbroken, and I've actually got it mounted, and that's the piece there.
So you'll find canvases, even when there are no canvases in the house.
So if ever I have a sleepover, Auntie, you better watch yourself.
Good.
This is my favorite clip of all time. My face, especially after I throw these and you see me coming back in, I'm And you know what? This is the only one where I remembered the dream, and I was at this pool party, and there was this giant jello pool, and I knew that I was like taking cans of pop to the jello pool. That's the only thing I remember.
You just look like a child. I love it.
Just to watch it back and be like, I fully fed my lawn soda. Oh my god.
Are you looking out the window?
I'm looking directly into the closed blind. There is a blind pulled down there.
Just letting him go.
Oh. Peace.
You are not happy when you're asleep.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Oh god, that looks horrifying. I can only imagine what people in the house
think. The glowing
think.
Eyes don't help.
Yeah, yeah, the night vision does not help.
This one was really funny because I have no idea where I went.
You're just out of the frame. You're just gone. God, these horrifying eyes with you blinking.
It really is terrifying.
Are you experiencing sleep paralysis during this, or does it feel similar?
It's very similar. I have sort of the worst combination of both, where I'm seeing those same hallucinations mm-hmm. that are really terrifying, but I also have, like, I moved.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has experienced a nightmare at some point in their life, but amplify that times 1,000, it's gotta be just absolutely horrific.
It's had a lot of physical harm in my body. I've gotten a lot of ulcers in my stomach because of the amount of, like, stress on the body, and it's for nothing. I think that's the thing that's so frustrating about it, is I just feel like my mind is continuously playing this horrible practical joke on me, mm-hmm. and I keep falling for it over and mm-hmm. over and over and over again.
What's been the most bizarre thing that you've ever done while sleepwalking?
When I was in grade 8, we did this end of school year trip, and it was at, like, this camp, and we did a campfire. We had s'mores, went back to my bunk, went to sleep, woke up half naked in the woods. Took me half an hour of yelling to find my way back to the camp. What ended up happening was I saw they had in the middle of this thing, one of those giant pillars with the giant lights, but I saw that and then I knew my way back to camp, but I just got back in my bed.
So no one even knew.
And I was crying. Like that was a scary one. Like it was tears. I wanted to go home.
I can half do a drawing and then go back to it a week or 2 or 3 weeks later.
And you'll pick up where you left off?
The weird thing is I cannot produce the art whilst I'm in a state of, like, awake of consciousness.
Your brain is interpreting these visual images and it's able to kind of, like, construct this goal of what it should look like and pick up somewhere in the middle.
I must be visualizing that. So think, okay, that's, yeah. do you know what I mean?
There's some part in your brain that knows what you feel like it should end up looking like.
Yeah, you should be a doctor, aren't you?
I'm working on it. PhD, Dr. Padilla.
Yeah, there you go, mate.
What do you think it says about your subconscious? The fact that you can do these incredible pieces of art while you're asleep, but yet when you're conscious, your skills are not quite as explored.
Yeah, it's a bit of a strange one. Or I'm blocking something out.
Maybe there is like a layer of something in your head that tells you can't do it, but yet when that layer is removed, it's always been there within you.
You look at Paul McCartney, the DNA helix, uh-huh. he visualized that in his sleep. So there's been a lot of breakthroughs in your sleep.
I think our subconscious is so much stronger than we give it credit for.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have any examples of what you're capable of doing while you're fully conscious?
The closest thing I can get to, like, consciousness would be something like that.
So that's what you do when you're awake. So, and do you have any of your other pieces too that you did while you were fully asleep?
Well, there's a story behind the first one.
Uh-huh. Holy shit.
It's strange. I don't really remember much about Marilyn Monroe. And people say, well, why was it Marilyn?
It's almost like it's bringing to life certain images that are in your head while you're asleep.
Yeah, that's what I think.
What's your most memorable sleepwalking experience?
That time when I left and I ran down my driveway and in front of the house and I was hysterically laughing and you just see my husband bolt out after me. That will forever be the funniest moment to me.
You're just having the time of your life. It's like a toddler who escaped home.
It is. I literally revert to a 2-year-old when I'm sleepwalking. Just the way I walk, the way I talk. Get back down! Like, yeah. The way I move, it's so primal child.
I lived over above a bar, and yeah, just basically getting up in the middle of the night, going naked downstairs to the bar and pouring a couple of drinks, and that was all on camera. So yeah, I think
they have the security cam footage of that.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like, what the f-? Yeah. And that was back. That was back, Anthony, back in, that was the year 2000.
You don't happen to have that footage, do you? That would be insane to include.
No, no. And even if I did, no one's getting it.
Morgan Shepherd wants to know what the process is like of waking up while you're sleepwalking.
Either I make my way back to bed and I don't wake up, or I slowly come to, or like I'll be doing something and I'll be like, that's a water bottle, I need to go to bed.
So you'll just kind of wake up and realize that you're doing something, you're in the middle of something.
Yeah, that's right. Or I will scare myself awake. There'll be a really loud noise, my dog will bark, and that's usually when I wake up and I'm like, and I'm scared.
Is sleepwalking potentially dangerous?
Absolutely. People die sleepwalking. They walk out into traffic. You can hurt people in your sleep and not realize it. There's just no conscience there, and your body is still moving around, doing things, responding to what it thinks is happening.
What's been the most dangerous experience you've had while sleepwalking?
I sprained my wrist. I punched a wall in my sleep because I thought that there was something attacking me. And then I've also walked outside before. And I live right on a busy street. Oh. So if I go outside, it's only like a...
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Few steps before I'm right in traffic.
Before we continue learning about the world of sleepwalking, I'd like to thank Honey for their continued support in sponsoring this series. As you know, sponsors allow us to continue the series and support all the outright stunning, beautiful people that help make this series possible behind the scenes. Honey, of course, is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart, so you no longer have to see that dreaded discount code box staring you down in the face at checkout, because if Honey finds a working coupon, a Honey button drops down and all you have to do is click apply coupon. And Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, ranging from tech to popular fashion brands and food delivery, so you're covered. Honey has personally saved me way too much money in my late night online shopping escapades, including, yes, some new pants, because I wear the same ripped jeans in almost every single episode of this show. Thank you so much to everyone who commented about that. Honey is literally free and installs in just a few seconds, so I'm not gonna lie, kinda surprised you don't already have it, but if you wanna do yourself a solid and also support this series, get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Padilla. Again, it's free, and if you go to joinhoney.com/Padilla, you'll be directly supporting this series. But hold up just one damn minute, because I'd also like to thank our sponsor BetterHelp for our continued partnership. I've been pretty outspoken about how therapy has been really helpful for me, but therapy can be customized to whatever is right for you and can be really helpful with providing tools to help with motivation or feelings of depression, anxiety, stress, insecurity, or whatever else you might specifically need. BetterHelp has been continuing to improve throughout the years and screens all therapists to ensure that they have experience and are certified and licensed, and provides customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your licensed therapist, so you don't even have to see anyone on camera or speak over the phone if that's not something that you're comfortable with. Therapy can be expensive, and the price of finding a therapist that you like and actually click with can start to get really overwhelming, which is why BetterHelp offers a more affordable alternative to in-person therapy, where you can start communicating with your licensed therapist in less than 48 hours. So thanks again to our sponsor, BetterHelp, who are giving I Spend a Day with viewers and listeners 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/Padilla. Again, that's betterhelp.com/Padilla. Now, back to the world of sleepwalking. Does anything increase your likelihood of sleepwalking?
I do know that when I eat cheese or chocolate, it happens.
And this is just like a common recurring thing. Like, you can perfectly link that.
Oh, absolutely. And that's how the TikTok videos came to be. Because after being caught on its own sometimes, I was like, I know what makes this happen. Two nights a week, I am going to do this. My husband's going to wait up and watch the cameras, and we're just going to let a party happen in the house.
So yeah. You can now like voluntarily trigger this thing to happen.
I will eat the cheese and chocolate. Then I take my melatonin. I lay down. I'm out in 15 minutes. And within an hour to an hour and a half, I'm up.
But that's down to alcohol as well.
Thanks to alcohol, it'll like mess up your REM cycle.
They got me up to the world famous Edinburgh Sleep Centre. They keep you awake for 36 hours, so you got to try and stay awake. And I said to them, why are you keeping me awake? And they said, sleep deprivation, which is the same as getting drunk or on the piss.
Right.
That brings it on. So that effect brings on the same as what the alcohol does.
Do you have any recollection of sleepwalking like after it happens, or is it always kind of just like nothing there?
It's like flashes, but there are moments when I am sleepwalking where I do have these moments where I feel very lucid and I feel like I'm in it and I see what's going on, but I'm not really controlling it. I feel like I'm just kind of like a robot. Like I feel like I'm kind of doing these things that are just meant to happen.
I used to sleepwalk when I was younger and it was that same kind of experience. And I never, like, I can't tell if I was sleepwalking or if I was having a panic attack as a child and then having some kind of like derealization, depersonalization.
Like disassociation.
Yeah, dissociations kind of. Cause like I would feel like I was in there and conscious and be like, I don't really want to be running from my bedroom to touch the wall in the living room and then banging the pots and pans in the kitchen together. But yeah, I was like aware it was happening as it was happening.
It's like caught in deja vu and you just see it and you feel it and you're experiencing it, but you're like, this is not what's supposed to be happening right now.
Do you notice a change in how well rested you feel when you wake up in the morning?
I feel it in my eyes the most. I mean, because I sleepwalk with my eyes open, and I'll feel it in my body sometimes too. I clench my stomach a lot in my sleep, even when I'm not sleepwalking, but there's just a lot of clenching happening. I thought it would be fun when I was like 13 to try to see if I could train myself to do sit-ups in my sleep, because I was like, okay, I need to get abs.
Gotta get those abs somehow, and why do it when I'm awake? Do you ever fear falling asleep?
Definitely. I have really bad anxiety about it, and it leads to insomnia, which ironically makes sleepwalking episodes worse. Mm-hmm. It's not uncommon for really bad bouts of anxiety to cause me to go without sleep for like 3 days at a time. Mm. And then I'll finally sleep, and then I'll have a really bad sleep episode. It just sort of compounds on itself.
Do you ever fear falling asleep in an unknown location, like a friend's house or anything like that?
There's a lot of instances where people with sleep disorders have been taken advantage of in their sleep, and I've had that happen to me before, and that's a really scary thing to think about. And because it's not just, okay, who could I possibly trust? It's like there's all these things that could go wrong.
Why do you think you sleepwalk?
That, in a way, is kind of a scary question. My mom was a sleepwalker, and she has a disease called multiple sclerosis. So many people have come to me and they're like, hardcore sleepwalking, you know, you could develop Parkinson's or epilepsy. And I remember my early 20s, they checked to see if I had MS and I didn't. But they're like, this doesn't mean you won't get it. So I worry that this is a warning sign. And that's what I would say is like the darker side of this is this something else?
Do people commonly question the legitimacy of these videos that you post on TikTok?
100%. And that's why I don't post them as much as I used to. For me, it's like this very real thing. It's been a part of my life, my whole life. When people, you know, make videos or huge posts where like, this is absolutely fake, it's like, it's still hard, even though it's so real to me. Mm-hmm. To see it coming back at me, I'm like, okay, guys, I won't post it.
Right. People on the internet are going to be upset if you exploit anything about yourself, whether it be the way you look or the things that you can do or the things that you do when you're not even fully conscious. People just want to be frustrated by something.
But I do feel lucky because 99% of people really like it. Like, yeah. One of the videos on TikTok has like 90 million views and has like 15 million likes. And it's like, you know what? 15 million people like smiled at this, where there was probably like 60 bad comments.
The people who really like it, or even are indifferent, are likely to be more quiet than those that have some kind of problem with it.
Absolutely.
The flower gal wants to know if you have to baby-proof your room or your house or anything just in case you sleepwalk.
We got the screamers on the doors, we have the bells on the bed, and we have those like pull little locks like the hotel rooms have on our doors. Mm. And that's what keeps me pretty safe.
I even get paranoid because like with the kitchen, you know, you've got a lot of knives, and I always get, I don't know, it's always in the back of your head. And I don't know what my partner, he probably doesn't sleep all night just in case.
If I was your partner, I'd be taping down those knives. I'd have alarm sensors, like yeah. Laser.
I've got an insurance policy out on it.
I've got a toddler gate on my bed. Sometimes I'll put like a door alarm or put chairs in front of the door. I have a really squishy like bed cushion. Mm-hmm. Like it's really thick memory foam mm-hmm. in the hopes that it's like really hard for me to get up.
You basically turned your bed into quicksand just so that you couldn't get out of it easily.
That's the goal.
If there's anyone watching who sleepwalks and is embarrassed about it or afraid to go to sleep each night, is there anything that you want to say to them?
Don't feel bad. I mean, in the end, everybody does embarrassing things. And most of the people who are doing them are doing them fully conscious. At least, you know, like we've got,
so you got an excuse.
In the end, there's nothing you can do about it.
What do you think the biggest misconception is about people who sleepwalk?
It's that zombie thing, innit? Stretched
where did this
out,
come from?
Who
invented this?
Just that it's a funny thing to happen. And, you know, there's a lot of portrayals out there that make fun of sleep disorders and make fun of sleepwalking and make it into a comedy bit mm-hmm. for a show or for something else. And people who haven't experienced it don't realize just how common it is for sleepwalkers to experience things that are really scary.
All right, you got 5 seconds to shout out or promote anything you want directly into camera. Go.
I would like to say hi and thank you so much. And guess what? I write books. Check them out on Amazon. Follow me on YouTube. And happy birthday to my little brother.
If you go to my website, see any pictures with 1111, $50 instead of $8,000. And that's solely for you, your viewers. Cheers.
Find me everywhere at Maya Nguyen. And listen to my song Sleep if you'd like to hear it. It's about my sleep disorder.
Yeah, guys and girls, remember, subscribe to Auntie Padilla. Cool guy.
Sleepwalking artist approved. Thank you so much, Maya. I feel like I understand the world of sleepwalking just a little bit more.
Thank you for having me.
After spending the day with these sleepwalkers, I've come to understand just how much sleep disorders like sleepwalking can affect every aspect of one's life, especially when it's usually only the funny moments that are broadcast to us in media. We should be more eager to listen and learn because you never truly know what may be occurring behind the scenes.
I don't like to admit it now, Anthony, but well, your ex-president owns a piece.
Wait, 45 owns a piece.
Am I right to say his name? Am I right to say his name?
Go ahead.
Trump.
I like how it's almost a swear word now.
You gotta be careful, haven't you?
Wait, for real? He owns one?
He does own one, and that was way before. That was about 12 years before he became president.
That's right. That was when he was just known for being on Home Alone.
And then roll on, and it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
I want me painting back.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.